If you've been following along and have never joined a design bootcamp, I'm going to encourage you to sign up. It's 5 hours of workshops and we have live versions going on often so you can come and ask questions. Go to www.designsuitecourses.com/designbootcamp. My name is Karina Gardner, and I'm what you would call a practical designer. If you're ready to create a life that you love, become an incredible force for good, and generate income while pursuing your dreams, this is the podcast for you. Welcome to Make and Design. Hey guys, recently I have been reading a lot of new books. And so this episode is from the most recent book I've been reading, which is called The Gap in the Game. It's by, I think, Benjamin Hardy and Dan Sullivan. I highly recommend it, and I cannot recommend enough getting the audiobook version. You know, I like to have a physical book, but I'm really also into audiobooks, and this particular one I got on audiobook, and it's so cool because Dan Sullivan and Benjamin Hardy, they talk before and after each chapter, which is insane. It's so good. So I can't recommend enough. Go get the audiobook for this, okay? I get nothing from this except for you really getting a cool experience out of listening to the audiobook. Okay. I love it when audiobooks have something a little bit extra in it. So, the reason I want to talk about, I'm not talking about the whole book. I'm sure I'll recommend it in another podcast, but I just want to talk about one particular incident that, really caught my attention, because I think everyone in this world, we all have to make decisions. And one of the things that I see is people struggle to make decisions because a lot of times they don't have clarity. And there's a particular story that they talk about the British rowing team. And the British rowing team was kind of a mediocre team. They had not won for years and years and years. And in anticipation for the Sydney Games for the Olympics, they started asking one question and every teammate would ask it. And that is how they got better, which is insane. So the question was, will it make the boat go faster? Now, I want you to think about this for yourself right now in your life. As a designer, are you doing things to make the boat go faster? Now, one thing that I thought was interesting is they kind of tell how people use it. So for example, you know, if you're going to a late night party and there's a bunch of drinking and you knew you had practice the next day, if they ask the question, you know, should I go to this late night party? And then they ask the question to themselves, will it make the boat go faster? And if the answer is no, then the answer is no to the party. I want you guys to apply this to your design career or your design business, okay? If you're sitting in front of your computer, if you're on YouTube, you see me going like this because my computer is sitting right there and this is where I do all my design work. If you're sitting there and you want to write a blog post or want to post on social media, you need to ask yourself, will this make my design career profitable? Or will this make my design business profitable? If the answer is no, and sometimes you might be like, well, yes, maybe in the long run. No, there's no maybes here, you guys. This is like right here and now. Most of you are here checking out this podcast because you're newer designers or you're designers who have not made a lot of money. It's because you've been making and creating the wrong action steps and the wrong activities in your business, okay? So one of those questions might be, should I sit here and post on social media about my last design? Will that make me profitable? And maybe that's the only question you need to ask yourself is, will it make me profitable? If it will not make you profitable within the next month or even the next week, the answer is no, don't do that. Instead, if you're sitting there, you're like, should I create a new design? Will it make me profitable? If the answer is yes, which it should be. A design should always make you profitable. Like even if you only made 99 cents on it, it still makes you profitable, right? Then the answer is yes, that's the activity I'm gonna do right now. Very often I see designers doing lots and lots of activities. They are so busy. They're like, Karina, I'm so busy. I have so much stuff. I've gotta do this and I've gotta do this and I've gotta do this. And very often it feels like you're full of busy work and you're not making any progress. You're not profitable. So I want you to ask yourself the question, will this make me profitable? And if the answer is yes, it will in the next like a little bit, like it could make me a profit tomorrow, That's the activity you should do. Okay. If it's an indirect activity, that is not an activity that's going to make you profitable right now. Now, if you're one of my elite or stars designers, like one of my upper program designers, of course, you have a totally different thing going on, right? Because at some point in our design career, we do have to start creating and working on brand. It's just very often not in the first couple of years because we haven't done the right activities. We haven't taken the right action steps to make sure that we are profitable. I just love the question that they pose, which is, will it make the boat faster? Because when I was listening to this story, I was thinking about some of the things I've done in the last 3 years to create the current program and the current things I do right now. I still design, not nearly as much as I want to, but I'm spending more of my time as CEO and leader to my own team and to other designers to make sure that they're making money. That's one of my new goals that I never thought would be one of my goals. It's pretty incredible. I shouldn't even say pretty. It's really awesome to watch people starting to make money and starting to see what it's going to take to make the kind of money that they need to make. It's incredible, okay? But I was thinking about a lot of those early decisions that I made 3 years ago. I remember sitting on a plane going to Italy. It was for my 40th birthday with my husband. We'd met up with another couple of friends. We went to Cinque Terre. It was really fun. It was a great way to celebrate my 40th birthday. And at the time, I still was only a designer. I was designing full time. Designing for Silhouette, designing for Riley Blake. I had, I think at the time only 6 other platforms. We had my shop. We had a secondary brand, Mini Lou, that we're designing for as well. And it was really just me at that point. Like I had kind of shaved down the Mini Lou team and it was just me designing, because that's where we saw all the money. 100%. Like after doing physical products, I was like, oh man, like digital really is where it's at. That's where like the majority of our money is coming from. And I wasn't licensing any other deals at the time. I had just finished my time as creative director at Cartabella. And so I had this moment where I was like, what's the next thing? Like, I can fully pull out and make this digital business even bigger, or I could teach what I'm currently doing, because I think there are lots of people who would just love to get to $100,000 or maybe $200,000 like me, or maybe even more than that. And once I really started thinking about that, I started to have to make big decisions. Like what would make the boat go faster? And I will tell you the number one thing I did, and this is part of the reason I started my program, the number one thing I did that changed everything for me was join a mastermind. And it was hard. It was a lot of money that I wasn't expecting. And, I had been doing very well in my design business, but it still felt like, whoa, this is like a big move, like to make this decision. But I did it. I paid it. And I was like, Karina, you will figure this out. And not only did I figure it out, but I made almost 4 times the amount of money within 6 weeks that I had paid for the original program. And that was because I kept asking myself, like, if I don't do this, if I don't join this mastermind, what will happen? And I thought, nothing will change. I will still be stuck here in this very place. Like, I'm not going to change. Like, if I'm okay with making this amount of money the rest of my life, and, in a lot of ways, I would have been fine and good. Or if I want to do something bigger, like I wanted to do something bigger, then I have to make a really big change and take a couple of risks. And it's so interesting because as I have built my own program and I see so many designers, they'll come and talk to my team, or I maybe have talked to them and they come into the program, I remember how that felt to be on the precipice of trying to make a decision of like, do I do this or do I not do this? And me sitting there and weighing the options and going, if I don't do this, what will happen? Nothing will change. The boat will not go any faster. If I do this, will it make the boat go faster? And now that I've lived it and I've done it a few times where I've purchased things that have made me smarter, that's got me information that I've never ever thought I would learn, it makes the boat go faster. And I have a lot of faith in that.
And then building my own program and then watching my own designers just quickly surpass anything I ever did as a first year designer, anything I did mostly as a second year designer. It's insane. We have someone in the program who in second year has already at the first 6 months of it made more money than I made in second year, like by a long shot. So just being able to see how people move faster when they're willing to make an investment in themselves is huge. Such a rewarding and interesting thing. So always, you guys, always ask yourself the question, like the activity you're doing right now here in this very, very little second, ask yourself, is this going to make me profitable right now? Like if I sit down at my computer right now and I start designing something and I get it done in an hour and then I upload it in an hour, I expect it to make money very, very quickly, very quickly. It's not even expectation. I know it will. I'm not even worried about it. Whether I put it on all 9 platforms or I put it on one platform, it will make money for me. I'm not worried about it. Why? Because I have the confidence because I've been doing this so long. You might be brand new, and so you might not have the same confidence as me that something is going to sell, okay? I'm here to tell you that you need to build that confidence because it is a huge piece of the way that profitability works. And if you have been like wondering, maybe not even about design, well, although design bootcamp is really inexpensive, guys. If you can't afford design bootcamp, like forget about design, because design really takes education. And I run into a lot of people who haven't gotten any education for what they're trying to do, or they've paid for very low level education, maybe just a $27 bootcamp, which we recommend because holy cow, the amount of information you get from that. Or we'll see up to $2,000. Like we'll see programs that are $2,000 where they get 8 weeks, and it's probably, I think it's really niche and it's really good, but it's basically the equivalent of taking a class in a semester at college, right? That's exactly what you're paying for. You're paying for a class. You're not paying for a degree. You're paying for a class. And I need people to understand that, because then they come to boot camp, I'll have a call with them and talk to them, and they'll be like, well, I took this thing and I don't know what to do next. Well, yeah, because you only took a class. If you took packaging design with me as a junior at the University of Minnesota, and that's it, okay, that's great. You learned some packaging design. It doesn't really give you an idea of everything you need to do as a designer in order to pivot and make things work. One area of focus is very, very dangerous, is the word I'm looking for. It's a very dangerous thing. I'll tell you why. I have been doing this now for 15 years, and I have pivoted multiple times, multiple times. And the only reason I could do that was because I was a full-blown designer. And that's what we try to do in our program, even though we teach people specific niches. The goal is to make you a full-blown designer. Why? Because the industry changes so quickly. And when an industry changes as quickly as we have been seeing it change, when you learn a specific niche, what happens in 2 years when that niche is oversaturated, no longer needed, people aren't buying in it, right? The smart ones, the smart designers know how to pivot, right? So we make a pivot into another industry. You're still a designer. You're still figuring out how it works. But because you're not so down in a single niche, which we do not love, like it's good at the beginning of your career. And Design Suite members, you know, I tell you to stay in your lane, and we've got to start one place. But there are times where pivoting is important. And the overall career of a designer really should know how to design a lot of different ways so that we can pivot and make strong moves. It's so funny. I'm going to end with this, because I have a few designers who they're like, oh, I'm struggling because I haven't been doing my shop or whatever else. And I'm like, but you're making a lot of money as a freelance at this point. And they're like, yeah, but that's not why I joined the program. I'm like, but like you have like all this freelance work because of the program. And they're like, yeah, that's totally true. Guys, we've got to go the way the opportunities go, because that's just being a designer. When we're a full-blown designer and this opportunity comes to me here and this opportunity comes for me there, just because we started a specific way, and I remember I started a specific way, I'm nowhere where I was at the very beginning, that's okay. We have to go where the money takes us. And the reason, if you ask yourself that question, will this make me profitable? And you're saying yes, 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 those opportunities, it's because you're following the money trail, right? And that's how we sustain ourselves as designers. That's how we make careers as designers. It's not because it's all designers do this one thing. That's not the case. And while I do teach a lot of digital design and those types of things, we have seen designers who end up making an awful lot of money doing other things that aren't specifically digital. We'll still build that, but it just allows us to move in ways that maybe we wouldn't have moved otherwise. So I love the question, will it make the boat go faster? You should be asking that question, and will this make me profitable all the time? All right, guys, thanks so much for joining me. If you have never left a review, please, please, please leave us a review if you're on the podcast. If you're on YouTube, please subscribe to the channel. It helps us so much. It allows us to continue to keep making you guys great content, talking to you about design, and helping you grow your own business. All right, guys, we'll see you soon.
Did you know you have access to more free design content, die cut files, and sewing patterns? Join our exclusive VIP group for free by going to designsuitecourses.com/free.